Good morning. The reading this morning is from John 20, verses 19 through 31. It's on page 829 in your pew Bible. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven." Thomas, the one called Didymus, was one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hand into his side, I won't believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. No more disbelief. Believe." Thomas responded to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "Do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who don't see and yet believe." Then Jesus did many other miraculous signs in his disciples' presence, signs that aren't recorded in this scroll. But these things are written so that you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, God's Son, and that believing you will have life in his name. The word of the Lord.
There could have been many more than five that I could have chosen to speak this morning, but I've asked these five, and they're listed in your worship folder. I asked them to talk around this topic. If you could say one thing to Foothill Community Church, what would you say? So they have a time limit, and they'll be saying more than one thing, of course, to fill up that time. But I've asked them to keep their comments around that theme. I'm going to start with Jake. I think you're first up, right?
Anybody, if you didn't get one of these Easter bracelets, Hazel has them in the back. I think they're pretty cool. And there's a card that has verses on them that outline what the colors represent. So that was here. That wasn't a part of what I had planned to say. So yeah, 5 minutes. I'll probably go over. I'm sorry. The clock's too small back there. I can't see it. So if I could say one thing, well, really, it wasn't one thing. It was anything. So it'll be more than one thing. If I could say anything to you guys, it would be, my mind immediately went to James 1:27, which says, "Pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself unstained by the world." Can I pray real quick? Jesus, thank you for this church and thank you for this scripture. This is a church that I believe embodies this text. Thank you for your spirit being here today. Amen. So I have this verse underlined, and it's a little emotional, actually, because it was early on in my time here. But I have it underlined, and I wrote Dale's name next to it because he's the one who, like, introduced it to me. And it's been pretty powerful for me because after I read it and after Dale spoke, I was like, wow, that's, like, super clear and concise. Like, I'm an engineer, so I like instructions, right? That's why I have my notes. So pure and undefiled religion is to look after orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself unstained by the world. Pretty plain. So I thought of that verse, and then right away I thought of the community meal. And I thought of Foothill has left the building. I thought of the clothing closet, connected, the homework house, and many other things that our church does in the community. We preach the Bible here, but more importantly, we live it and we get in on it. There's a Dale saying, "Get in on it." I like it. So I've been here for 4-ish years, but in my limited time, I can say that, I can say that because of the biblical foundation laid by our pastors, we are the 1 Corinthians 12 hands and feet of Christ, and we live into our calling in this community in a special way. And I say special way, but since I've been here, it doesn't seem so special. It just seems more like what we're supposed to do, like how Jesus would do it. So this is the less talking way, the less contemplative way. So when we hear the preaching, we don't sit around and say, I wonder how we can apply this. Well, here we just go and we apply it. And that is the canceling church and getting our hands dirty and getting in on the good stuff. So I've had the privilege of being a part of the community meal for some time here with many of you and many of my peers. My sophomore year, I got back from Christmas break a little bit early, and I think I was having lunch at Chipotle, and I ran into Dale, and he was like, hey, what are you doing? You know, school's not back in yet. And I said, I just got back early. So he said, come to the community meal tomorrow at 10:30, 11 o'clock. So the lesson there is if your pastor tells you to do something, you should probably go and do it, right? So I showed up. I went to the meal. So just in case people aren't necessarily aware of what it is, the community meal is a meal provided by people from our church and other churches that come together, and they feed people in our community, right? So not just Azusa, but people from the San Gabriel Valley and really all over the world. So they receive a meal, but not just a meal. They receive friendly conversation and maybe even an invitation to church here the next day. So these prayer cards, these are from the community meal every Sunday. Dale or whoever is doing the announcements reminds us to pick one up after we take the sacrament so we can pray for the people in our community and in the valley. And that's pretty cool because people at the meal, like when Teresa announces, like, oh yeah, fill out these prayer cards, people go right for them sometimes. And they're like, wow, let's get this because I don't think they get prayed for anywhere else except for probably here. So one of the things is please keep doing that. Keep praying for this community because I've seen it impact people at this meal. Because I want to continue to practice it in my next city of residency. So I've been going pretty consistently, more consistently this semester, and I'll tell you that consistency has been everything. Yesterday, I got to say goodbye to Cameron, Rebecca, Jeff, James, and other folks who I've had the opportunity to eat some meals with and talk to them about their faith and life and even Jesus and who he is for them. And man, after every time, like I go to the meal, I leave and I'm like, wow, this is it. This is what it's all about. And that's what this church does. My world perspective has been challenged. It's been strengthened through all of my experiences with people at the meal. And there's people from all over the planet. I talked to a guy from Germany. Like, what are you doing out here, man? You know, just walking the earth. And you guys foster that here, and you have the opportunity to experience those types of people here. So here it is, the end of my 5 minutes. According to the Enneagram, I'm an 8, okay, which is a challenger. I know that's a surprise for some of you, but my challenge for FCC is to lean into the messy middle of ministry. It may not be the meal or Foothills Left the Building, but it could be for anyone in your life who is in need of love and really just in need of receiving the grace that we've all freely received. That we don't deserve, but we all desire and do need. So here it is, James 1:27. Pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Foothill Community Church, you embody this and you have taught me how to live into this scripture. Thank you.
Hi, I'm not going to preach because I was going to let him take some of my 5 minutes. I'm Lana, if you guys haven't met me, and I came to Foothill about a year and a half ago, so last January, and Yvette, who you're also here from today, actually brought me here. Before coming to Foothill, I hadn't really been able to find anywhere consistent, and I'd had a lot of brokenness in church in my past, and there was a lot of things that I was still healing from, and so when I came to Foothill, I immediately felt at home, and when Pastor Dale, a number of weeks ago, had talked to me about coming up here and sharing with you guys what I could say to you, really what I wanted to say was just thank you. I found a lot of healing at Foothill, and it's because when I came here, people here were just so ready to love. I came here, and not that you shouldn't or you should get involved in church, but I didn't have to be serving every week to be loved and to be seen and to be known. And I think I've had a lot of trouble at churches who that is, you have to do that in order for people to want to reach into you. And my serving here came out of being loved, being seen, and being known, and me wanting to get in with what this church was already doing, because it was the natural outflow of all of you. And every week I get to be here, and one word I would have for Foothill is consistency. Each of you just show love and kindness and vulnerability in your everyday life, and you see it in the way we practice the liturgy together and your vulnerability of your prayers and your willingness to share your pain with all of us. And I felt that I was able to share my vulnerability and pain with you guys, and I was also able to celebrate with you guys when good things happened. And the way that this church has prayed for me, I think that was something that I was never expecting. And I just have had a number of people here who have just been in constant prayer for me over the last year. And I'm just so thankful for the way that I felt encouraged here and I felt supported in my calling. And the way that I've been asked to be involved. And it's not just me wanting to be involved, I'm also invited to be here. And I feel like I'm able to stand before you guys today and call you guys family. And there are a number of faces here that I'm just so thankful that I get to see every week. And so thank you for the past year and a half and for making it this a place that I can call home now. So thank you guys.
Hello, excuse me, I'm Yvette, and I've met most of you, and when Pastor Dale asked us to say one thing to Foothill, yes, along with Jake and Lana and Annie and Sean, I want to say thank you, and just praying about, okay, when I get up here, what do I need to say to Foothill Community Church, and really feeling the Lord leading me to say that you guys are a caring community and to call that out in you guys. And so when I was just thinking about this and just dwelling with that, I thought of our mission statement here at Foothill, and I'll read it to you. And it says, Foothill Community Church preaches the gospel, cares for our community, and leads people to freedom. And the part that stood out to me was cares for our community. And I believe Foothill lives this out very well, the whole mission statement, but definitely the cares for our community segment. And so you guys, you as a church, Foothill Community Church, are a caring community, and you care for people within the community of the church. And I thank you for allowing me to be on that receiving end of it and to get in on that. And because you guys care so well here within this church, within this congregation, you guys are able to go out into the surrounding community of APU, like Pastor Dale talked about, of Foothill Vista, of My Third Place, of Neighborhood Homework House, and so more. And so just being able to see that and be welcomed in on that and invited to participate in that, I want to thank you and encourage you and commend you to continue doing that. because it goes a long way, and it is truly living out the gospel and preaching it through those actions of care. And so thank you. And with that, I've seen that in the community meal, and I've seen it in Connected. And another place I've seen it in is our staff meetings. And so I've had the honor and the privilege to sit in on staff meetings on Tuesday mornings. And that leads to my second point of, we at Foothill Community Church have a great pastoral staff. We have Pastor Dale and Pastor Adrian and Pastor Wesley and Pastor Gail and Pastor Stephanie and Jamie and Ron and so many more. And you guys have a great pastoral staff that truly, as Pastor Dale says, reads the word and then prays in response to the word and prays out that word for you, for your community, and for the surrounding community. And so just may we dwell in that, and may we appreciate them all the more because they are leading us well, and they are great at pastoral leadership, not just leadership, but pastoral leadership, and truly leaning into the calling that they have for this community. So wanting to encourage this caring community to become more aware of that because it's great and it's a good thing and it's truly a gift. And the third thing, just thank you for letting me intern here, for letting me, again, get in on what God is already doing here and learning more about my calling and calling that out and caring for me. It's been more than I could ever imagine, and will go with me for wherever God leads me. It will always be with me. And so I want to thank you and, again, commend you and encourage you to continue with the momentum that you guys have given by God. And so thank you, Foothill Community Church.
Good morning again. My name is Annie. It's crazy what they're all sharing because it's very similar and I feel like a lot of connections. But I too want to say thank you and also encourage you guys. So I was praying over this time too, and I really felt led to Isaiah 55. And I want to read parts of it and kind of walk through a few things. So first few verses says, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food." So to begin, the first thing that I felt like was part of what I wanted to say was come to the waters, and just that this place and this community and people, not just this building, but the people who make up this community, it's flowing of living water in the sense of like the Holy Spirit is so present here. And I feel like I had a picture of the sanctuary just like full of water, that it was like this huge, I know you talk about the wadi a lot, but just like it's full. It's not like trickling, but that this place is full and that people who come here are full of the living water. And so that it's not something that stays here, that whenever everyone leaves every week, you're carrying that water where you go, and it's overflowing to all these places around Azusa and wherever you work at APU, at where you live in this community. And so that people feel welcome to come here. And when they come here, they feel like they belong and they receive living water. And I know that for me personally, that I've had that experience that I feel like I was welcomed in here and I belong here, and that I also am filled here. And I think when it says, come buy and eat, come buy and wine and milk without money and without price, that you offer this living water without price, that I feel like I come here, and similar with Lana, like I don't have to work for it, and it's a place of grace here. And with Community Meal and Clothing Closet, we offer these things to people, physical food and physical clothes, but also you offer spiritual food. And I feel like I've been fed so well here, which sounds weird, but just like spiritually, that I've grown so much through teaching and through opportunities to serve and through so many things, that it's been a place of growth where I haven't felt like I've had to offer anything to receive that. It's just felt like here's living food from the Lord, and like grow and learn and be challenged. So to continue in Isaiah 55, it goes on and says, I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast love sure for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. I feel like this passage too is just talking about this community, that God has made you a witness to the people in Azusa and this community. And I feel like it is a place of refuge for people. Even just like talking to so many people at Community Meal, they know this place as somewhere that's safe, that they can come to. And not, again, not only receive actual food, but that when they come on Saturdays, they're welcomed in and people know their name. They're greeted with, hi, Rebecca. Hi, James. So good to see you. You know, it's like people feel like seen and known here. And that when it says, you shall call nations that you do not know and nations that do not know you shall run to you. That also this place, when it says shall call nations, that you have open doors to everyone. There's no limit, or whether that's race, ethnicity, or economic status, whatever that diversity looks like, that people, everyone feels welcome to come. And I feel like for me too, just knowing that I felt that here and felt open to invite whoever and anyone that I know. And I know that this community would welcome them. I don't have a doubt in my mind. And to continue with the verse, I just want to challenge you guys and encourage you. It goes on to say, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them, and to God, for he will abundantly pardon. And I think that people here do seek the Lord, but I want to encourage you to continue to seek the Lord and seek his face, and that just feeling like, you know, times will come where the enemy tries to tear it down. And I think especially when you are a place of refuge and you are a place of belonging for people, the enemy doesn't like that. And so he's going to come against you. And I think just stay strong and resist the enemy in those times, and seek the Lord, because he is near and he wants to be found, and he's just waiting for people to pray bold prayers and really seek him with all his heart, with all your hearts. And I can't say thank you enough for welcoming me in, but also for calling out my identity and calling and giving me opportunities to serve and to lead. And even as a woman, that is so growing for me to have the opportunity even to speak now before you. And so I just want to thank you all so much.
Good morning. So I got an email from Dale a month ago about this. And it just said, Sean, I've asked these people, the ones you just heard from, if they would be willing to share in front of FCC on this topic of, if there's one thing you could say to FCC, what would it be? They all said yes. Will you? No pressure. None at all. And up until last week, I had no idea. But one of my best friends got baptized last week. And he said something that really made me think. He said it was something that I said at my baptism a year and a half ago that encouraged him to take that next step. And I remember what I said. I said that I felt like God was telling me at the time that I could not start my ministry until I was baptized, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus did not start his ministry until he was baptized. And it got me thinking about the power of the things that we say, the stories that we share. And I started thinking, how many times have I been affected by everyone here when they've shared their stories, their experiences, their testimonies? The little things that we say and do have an intense power with them. And even in scripture, the forerunner of testimonies that I keep thinking to is the Apostle Paul. Over and over, he says, like, I am the worst of sinners, but Christ has used me to do these things. We bless people when God uses our stories. And it's just an astonishing thing to me that God would use us that way. Friends and strangers have been affected by my own. I will not list them, but continuously, it just shocks me. If there was one thing I want to encourage this community to do, is to keep sharing your stories. Keep telling people your experiences. Keep trusting that God uses you. I don't think he never doesn't, pretty much. The other thing I would want to say is just a thank you. I came here 2.5 years ago because I couldn't drive. And I stuck around. started getting involved with the worship band. Thank you, Kelly, for letting me do that. And then I just kept going with Connected. Thank you, Wesley, for getting me plugged into that. And I kept growing as a leader in the church and like, what is going on? And most of you know that the call for me is to be a leader in worship for God's people. This year I've been interning under our worship pastor, Ron, to get more experience in that. And I feel much more equipped through the people I've worked under and through the people I've interacted with here. Please don't stop sharing.
Whew, this is going to be hard to do here. Okay, so Sean, Jake, Lana, Yvette, Annie. A lot of you guys said a similar theme, which was that y'all were thankful for us. We are thankful for you guys. Yeah, go ahead. What's happening for me right now is I'm thinking of so many moments and memories and conversations and meals shared where I got the opportunity to step in and pastor a lot of these young adults in our church, and many of them then became my friends. And I am so proud of every single one of you. I'm so proud of the transformation process that I have seen happening in you. So I'm going to ask you all to stand up right now. Every young adult who is graduating from college, stand up, please. Okay? Stand on up. And I want you to stay standing. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. As you guys stay standing, I want the church to hear some, not even all, but some of the ministries that you guys have been involved in since your time here at Foothill Community Church. APU Ministry Internship, Connected Young Adult Ministry, Community Meal, Clothing Closet, Children's Ministry, Youth Ministry, Prayer Ministry, I'm not even halfway done, Homework House, Local Missions, Global Missions, All Nations Fellowship, Music Worship Bands, Sunday Hospitality Teams, Coffee in the Courtyard, Foothill Has Left the Building, and the list goes on and on. Church, can we thank these people for investing in our church? So many of you would say, oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the impact that this church has made in me. You guys have made an impact in this church. And because you guys have made an impact here, we have been able to make an impact in this community for the kingdom of God. So thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your willingness, for your obedience, and for showing up every single time that you could. And for giving what you had, and for allowing God to use you, and for the Holy Spirit to minister through you, because you have been a benefit to my life and so many people's lives around. Thank you. So here's what we're going to do now. I'm going to ask for everybody else to now stand up, find where your people are, find where these young adults are, and gather around them, and go ahead and put your hands on them. We're going to pray together. And as everybody gets surrounded, let's do this. The graduating college students, put your hand up to make sure people can see you so they can get to you well. Put your hand up high. Okay, there you go. Sweet.
This is great. If someone can take a picture of this, that would be awesome. I'm serious. Okay. So as we're gathering around and getting ready to pray, I want to remind every young adult of what it feels like to be supported. So close your eyes and feel the people that are touching you, the warmth that you can sense as this community is supporting you right now. We have become a family. This is your church family, and I want you to remember, feel the support. Know that many of you, though you are transitioning, if you want, you are welcome to come back to this church. We will gladly receive you again because you are family. And now together, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for every single graduating young adult in this room. We thank you for their willingness and for their obedience. We thank you, God, that they have showed up, Lord, and we thank you even more that you showed up in their lives. We thank you, Father, that they were ministered to through this church, and then they chose to minister through this church. We thank you, God, for their influence, Lord Jesus, and we pray a blessing over them. We pray the blessing of the Father over them. Father, may you speak into every one of them right now that you are so proud of them. You are proud of her. You are proud of him. This is your daughter. This is your son. You have called them and you will continue to equip them. Jesus, we pray for the empowered ministry that you led to be the ministry that continues in each of these lives of these graduating young adults. God, many of them are moving. Many of them are having new jobs. Many of them are also sticking around. We pray that you be with them in the midst of this transition. And Holy Spirit, give them every gift and grace they need. God, we are truly thankful. We receive this moment as a gift and we savor what you are doing and what you will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody can take a seat. And now what we're going to do is we're going to transition into the prayers of the people. So for those of you who have not been to our church before and you're a visitor, the prayers of the people is a time for us to respond as a community to the intercessions and the celebrations that are taking place right here in our community and abroad in our world.